This morning I want to talk a little bit about an opportunity that's out there for some young people who might be interested in looking for something that can not only help keep them busy this summer and give them some important experience and direction, but also something that will look pretty good on a resume and might also be able to build off on a career for you down the road as well. The Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has teamed up. They've got something called the Iowa AmeriCorps 4-H Outreach Program, and they've opened up their host site applications for the 2022-23 program year. That gives opportunity for people to have a chance to be a part of that program and learn a little bit more about some of the inner workings of some of those different types of programs, because there are different types of opportunities in each of those individual programs. It's for government, faith-based, nonprofit, or community-based organizations that focus on youth programming, and those folks are encouraged to apply. Online applications are due on June 1st. But the Iowa AmeriCorps 4-H Outreach Program is kind of a different type of partnership between AmeriCorps and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Celine Beggs is the 4-H Youth Development Coordinator, the program director for the AmeriCorps 4-H Program, and she likens the program and says it places AmeriCorps service members in some host organizations across the state. It gives AmeriCorps service members a chance to build capacity, helping their host organization bring new youth curricula to their community or deliver some current programming to new youth audiences. The Iowa AmeriCorps 4-H Outreach members help to spearhead community and organizational efforts. It gives an opportunity to provide youth with positive development experiences through their youth-adult partnerships and research-based experiences. In exchange for their service, the AmeriCorps members develop some skills that help to build strong resumes, help earn a monthly living allowance, and also receive a post-service education award to help finance higher education or pay toward qualified student loans. So those members serving a full-time term can apply for insurance and child care subsidies as well. Host sites accepted into the Iowa AmeriCorps 4-H outreach programs are expected to invest in the partnership by providing a non-federal cash match, and the contribution covers a portion of the total grant and the cost of the member serving at that site. The Iowa AmeriCorps 4-H Outreach Program is a $1.5 million grant that's funded through AmeriCorps, through Volunteer Iowa, through ISU Extension and Outreach, and private matching funds. Now, you can find out a lot more about the program by going online. You can go to the Extension website, extension.iastate.edu, to find out so much more about what goes on. But when it comes to AmeriCorps, you can also learn more about what they're doing as well. AmeriCorps is a federal agency. It helps bring people together to try to tackle some of the more pressing challenges in the country through national service and volunteering. The AmeriCorps members and AmeriCorps senior volunteers serve with organizations that are dedicated to the improvement of communities. And you can learn more there, too, by going to AmeriCorps.gov. And they partner with Volunteer Iowa, and that's a state agency that's responsible for the distribution of funds, for grant funding, for technical assistance, training, support, and oversight of the Iowa AmeriCorps programs. And you can find out more about that as well, and the AmeriCorps programs here in the state as well, by going to volunteeriowa.com. When you do check out some of those details on some of those programs, it's not available in every county, but there are a number of opportunities that are spread around the state. And it's an opportunity, again, for youngsters to find more information, maybe kind of learn what their passions are, too, by helping to work through some of these programs and seeing it's hands-on, it's internship-type stuff where they get a chance to learn a little bit more. It provides opportunities to, especially through the 4-H programs that they might be working with, to kind of see more about the inner workings of 4-H and how those programs do line up, stack up, how they're set up, all those kinds of things. and help to work from the other side. A lot of youngsters may have gone through the 4-H program as members, but being able to see it from the other side as someone who's helping to provide some of those services can really give them a new feel for what is actually involved. And some of the 4-H youth leaders across the state are folks that have gone through these programs too, and they've had an opportunity to be able to see some of what happens from the organizational side, like the recruiting of youngsters and volunteers, and managing those volunteers to be able to provide the solid programming in the individual counties. Also helps to expand some of their ideas on how to provide some of the service learning experiences and provide the youth curriculum to some of the audiences there, the youngsters that are participating. So lots of opportunity out there through this program to see more, not just your average internship style program. Now, for example, there are some places around the state that are providing these opportunities this year, and when you take a look at some of those locations that are already signed up to help out, there are a couple here in our part of the state, here in southwest Iowa. The Cass County Extension, or Cass County Conservation, provides an opportunity with AmeriCorps, and also in Adair County, the Adair County Conservation Board also has Iowa AmeriCorps 4-H outreach programs. They work cooperatively there. So if you'd like to see more about those, you can find that out. Those application programs are open right now. And in fact, as far as Cass County goes, they are looking for that help right now. In fact, the deadline for applications is rapidly coming to a close here. The Cass County Extension is looking for folks to assist with their summer programming this year. They've got some different types of opportunities there that you might be interested in, but also that AmeriCorps position as well. And they do have the application information online, so you can see more about what all is specifically involved in the AmeriCorps on-site Grow Another Row program coordinators, what they're calling it here in Cass County. So you'll be able to work not only with youngsters, but you'll also be able to work with other volunteers and folks in the communities here that you'll be serving. And it's pretty lengthy and detailed as far as the job description goes, and you can find a copy of that online by going to the Cass County Extension website to find out more. But you're going to be working in those Grow Another Row programs here in Cass County to be able to help out folks through that project. So if that's something that might be of interest to you, or perhaps someone you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a young person, but if it's someone who's looking for a little bit of direction, thinking they might want to try some different things out, see if they're finding their passion, this might be an easy opportunity to be able to do those types of things. So you might want to check out those opportunities there. Again, online extension at iastate.edu, the Iowa State University Extension website, and you'll be able to find more about that cooperative program between AmeriCorps, Volunteer Iowa, and the 4-H programs here in the state.